the news today. So we've got here that Tucker Carlson is out at Fox News. He apparently just found out this morning, although we've been getting some different things. One is that it was mutual parting because they were trying to come up with a new contract. They were looking to renew his contract, and they weren't able to come to terms. We heard that with Dan Bongino last week as well. But even last week, it kind of seemed like, okay, they weren't able to come to terms, but it's more like Fox didn't want to come to terms. Well, in this case, it's appearing to be that way as well, even though it might have been mutual because they weren't able to come to terms. Now the word is starting to come out that Rupert Murdoch wanted Tucker out because there's a bunch of lawsuits against Fox News, and a lot of them deal with Tucker. I mean, and one of the main ones being a hostile workplace environment lawsuit from a former producer of his. So that might be the main thing, because I know the buzz, the rumor mill goes out there and is like, oh man, they're getting rid of him because maybe they're changing directions with the company and with their messaging and catering to their audience and things like, no, it doesn't seem like that. I would be surprised if Rupert Murdoch would go that direction, especially considering they still make a lot of money and everything with that direction. It's just like Bill O'Reilly. I mean, they tried to hold on to Bill O'Reilly as long as they could, until the cancel culture basically just said enough's enough, the Me Too movement. And that was it for Bill O'Reilly. This Tucker Carlson doesn't seem like he's as, wrapped up with the Me Too movement type stuff, but there does seem to be some things where it's costing them money, right? It's costing them a lot of money because of things that he has said or ways he has acted there at the office. And it sounds like it might have more to do with that. Look, Tucker Carlson's going to land somewhere. He had one of the highest ratings of a primetime show out there. Somebody's going to pick him up, whether it be Newsmax or maybe The Blaze even, or, there's some other alternative networks out there. Yeah, none of the main networks are probably going to pick him up, but some of the alternative ones will, or maybe he'll just do what many others have been doing and start his own little YouTube show or something and just build up his own audience that way. Then Don Lemon, so a short time after Tucker Carlson is out, boom, Don Lemon's out at CNN. Now, that one's not as big of a surprise. It wasn't like Don Lemon was the ratings getter for CNN or anything like that. In fact, he's definitely proven over the past, I'd say, year and a half to 2 years that he's been more of a liability to the network than a benefit, than an asset. And in fact, with the direction that they've been wanting to go with the company, where they're trying to move away from opinionated talk personalities and more to just hard news, I was surprised he was still around. I thought he would have been let go a while ago because he has definitely become one of their strong opinionated personalities instead of the news person, which is what he originally came to the network for and originally did. And then final top three stories, COVID shots are being linked to tinnitus. That's right. Multiple reports showing that the COVID vaccine is giving thousands of people tinnitus, which is a strange thing, but getting it from Sky News, NBC News, Forbes, many others covering this story. We'll get your read your text here in a second. First, let's get traffic with the Fives of Gracie Wolf.
Pine Forest, Blue Angel, and Gulf Beach showing no slowdowns, slowdowns to report on I-10 or I-110, and 29 north and southbound lanes are looking good as well. If you do see something on the roads causing some delays, you see an accident and have some details, please give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Yep, got a text here. It says, it's a shame Tucker was one of the few, more or less, who tells it like it is and just tells the truth. Speaks the truth. Yep. And then you got, I haven't watched Fox really since O'Reilly left. Maybe they'll get one of the Cuomo brothers. Nope. Don't think that's going to be one of the places where they're going to go. One of the directions they'll go. They're still going to stay conservative. They'll just promote somebody from with. I mean, don't be surprised if Brian Kilmeade all of a sudden has a night show. He's been filling in for Tucker recently. So maybe that was just kind of a warm-up type of a thing. Here's another text. I guess Fox News didn't learn anything for the Bud Light drama. Don't alienate your base. And there's another text says, no, Tucker made Fox News Truth. I'm not quite sure what the rest of that is. The text didn't come through correctly. Bobby, rumors are that Tucker's release was due to the Dominion settlement. Don't know, though. And yeah, we were talking about the Dominion settlement. That was the rumors coming out. And I think that's why we had buzz coming out that like those rumors are going out. And I think they were like, okay, you know what? Let's snuff these rumors out. And so somebody leaked to the Times, to the LA Times, that the reason why he's let go is because Rupert Murdoch didn't want him there because of lawsuits pertaining to him and his involvement with certain lawsuits. So I think that's why that leaked, is because people didn't want, they didn't want people to think that he was that he was let go because of the Dominion settlement, but he's being let go possibly because of some of these other things. So yeah. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi got another text here. Is Tucker still involved with the Daily Caller? I actually do not know if he was one of the co-founders of the Daily Caller. I do know that, but I don't know if he's still been involved with them since he went over to Fox News. So, I don't think he has. I mean, maybe he has been on the back end of like different ways, but yeah, I don't think he's been involved with them for quite some time, like on a regular, like writing for the Daily Caller and stuff like that. So maybe that's what he'll do, because the Daily Caller has been ramping up their shows. So maybe that's what he'll do, is he'll just go back to the Daily Caller and do more stuff there. That's a good point. I forgot about the Daily Caller part. So yeah. Got a text here. If you're towing the line and not speaking truth to power, there's rarely lawsuits. You got to remember, though, his lawsuits are not pertaining to his truth that he's speaking. His lawsuits are pertaining to his behavior off air, that discrimination, hostile workplace type stuff, things like that. Those are the types of lawsuits. From what I've seen, he hasn't had any kind of sexual harassment, sexual misconduct type of lawsuits like Bill O'Reilly had, but the lawsuits pertain to hostile work environment and discrimination of employees and stuff like that. It's not about what he's speaking truth on the air. It's about his behavior off the air, which, you know, we don't know. So, so I did see an NBC poll, not Fox, NBC. That shows that 70% of Americans think that Biden should not run again. Yeah. Now, of course, he's still set to announce possibly tomorrow, but at least 70% of us are like, please change your mind. And that would be me. I just don't see. You already know, I've said it, he's the worst president I thought he was going to be. I thought he was going to be a bad president, and he's worse than I thought he would be. So why would I want him to run again based on that? But even beyond that, it's the cognitive stuff. He just doesn't seem like he has all of his faculties there all the time. It's just rare now when it seems like he's Biden of old, you know? And so for that reason alone, I'm like, let's move on. Got a text here pertaining to that saying there should be an age limit for any public office, for serving in any public office. Well, that's what Nikki Haley's been trying to do, and she got a lot of backlash by saying that. And so I don't know if there's a whole lot of people. Here's the thing. I think a lot of Americans agree with you that there should be an age limit for public office, but the people in power don't agree with that. The ones that could actually make a move and change things, they're the ones that don't like that. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, we're going to get top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom. Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Hey, Sertoma, Northeast Sertoma presents the Hogfest 2023 at Pensacola Harley-Davidson. Coming up Saturday, your $100 ticket is good for two people and an entry for a drawdown for new Harley. The event benefits Every Child a Reader Escambia and Pathways for Change. So check out more information on our website, newsradio923.com.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Bobby, a Georgia prosecutor says she'll announce whether charges will be filed in the case involving former President Trump and the 2020 election. Fulton County DA Fannie Willis said Monday the, quote, announcement of decisions in this case may provoke a significant public reaction. Leaked NATO documents show Ukrainian officials held out on attacking Russia on the first anniversary of the invasion at the request of the U.S. The Washington Post cites documents that recently surfaced as revealing that American officials pressured Ukraine to back down on the strike over concerns about escalating the war. The trial of the man accused of killing 11 people at a Pittsburgh synagogue in 2018 is now underway. Prosecutors say Robert Bowers was armed with an assault rifle when he carried out the attack at the Tree of Life. And Aaron Rodgers finally heading to the New York Jets. A deal with the Green Bay Packers has been finalized 3 days before the NFL draft gets underway.
So I think we're going to see a lot of moves happening during the draft and before the draft. We've already been seeing a lot of things happening, so it'll be interesting to see when the draft starts on Thursday, how many more things happen before then and how many things happen that day of. So Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
No slowdowns to report. I-10 and I-110 looking good, as well as Pine Forest and Blue Angel. Nothing too bad to slow you down. We do have one accident. This is going to be right in front of Alberto Elementary School on 98 throughout Baldwin County. Just keep that in mind. We do have some slight slowdowns because of that. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, coming up here next, we've got your Cliff Notes version of your Florida legislative update next on News Radio 92.3.
Not a soul up ahead and nothing behind. There's a desert in my blood and a storm in your eyes. Am I the king of nothing at all? And you're the queen of nothing at all. Will I remember the fight and I forget the pain? I got my hand in your pocket and my key in your chain. Am I the
Well, right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here in about 2 minutes, get your Fox News update and then your sports hit. Give you an update what's going on in Major League Baseball and NHL playoffs and NBA playoffs. But starting here with your legislative update. So we've started the budget conference now between the Senate and the House. And so far, they've agreed on something. They're going to have $20 million allotted for law enforcement signing bonuses. So trying to get more law enforcement in the state. One area they disagree on, Visit Florida and the funding. The House wants to defund Visit Florida completely, and the Senate wants to fund about $80 million. That's $20 million lower than what the governor wants. The governor wants $100 million to Visit Florida. But here's the thing. The Senate, the House, who wants to defund it, is basically saying, hey, we want to defund them with state dollars. But if you want to keep Visit Florida, we have a proposal. Here's a bill that will still fund them, but it will fund them from tax dollars, from the bed tax dollars of each county. So each county will put in to Visit Florida. That's a terrible offer. That's a terrible one. But they'll come up with something instead that will get funded, I'm sure, just may not be the full 80 million either. Then also the Senate panel has backed a bill that would end diversity, equity, and inclusion investments from colleges and universities. So we've talked about that many times before in the past as well. Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross.
No.
Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So there is this. Well, I do want to bring up this. There is Mike Pence is looking to still run for president. He was on CBS's Face the Nation yesterday and said that his decision whether he will run or not will be made by June. So that will be, to me, June's a little, that's starting to push it a little bit late. You know, I've said to people who think that DeSantis has gotten in the race too late, like, no, as long as you got in the race before the summer or by the summer, then I think it's okay. Because the summer's when all of the events really start to ramp up in New Hampshire and Iowa and South Carolina, the early states. So as long as you do good in Iowa and New Hampshire, Nevada, South Carolina, it doesn't matter what the national polls show. If Mike Pence or Ron DeSantis wins Iowa or even comes in second, then all of a sudden it's become a national campaign. That's when you start getting a lot of the stuff. So it's not too late to get in the race right now. But June might be pushing it. That might be pushing it a little bit. You're going to start missing a lot of the events that happen in places like Iowa and New Hampshire to get your name out there and to build your team, build your marketing team. So, well, let's see what happens with that. All right. Pence call right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Top three stories here. Tucker Carlson out at Fox News. Don Lemon out at CNN. And COVID shots are being linked to tinnitus. So that's right. They don't understand why. There's multiple theories about why people are getting tinnitus after the COVID shot, but no remedy just yet either. As it pertains to Tucker Carlson, we've been talking about that the whole time here. It's not really, at least it doesn't appear to be, a decision to end the contract because of either the Dominion lawsuit settlement, and it doesn't appear to be have anything to do with what he has said on the air. It appears to be something behind the scenes of lawsuits against him, that against Tucker, for being difficult to work with and having a hostile work environment and discrimination against certain employees and things like that. That seems to be the impetus to get Tucker out. Don Lemon out at CNN. That's a whole different story. That's CNN trying to change the direction of the company and change their focus of what CNN is, move away from opinionated personalities, especially inflammatory and kind of radical statements. Get away from that kind of thing and get back to more hard-hitting news with limited opinion. And at least if the opinion is there, it's not polarizing. Or so polarizing. And so that, I think that has to do more with the direction CNN's been trying to go. I mean, the reality of it is I was already surprised Don Lemon's been there. When they started doing a revamp a year ago, I thought he was going to be out. So the fact that he's remained a year was kind of surprising. And then his recent comments about Nikki Haley being, you know, an older lady and all this other stuff, I think that was the writing on the wall at that point. Those are your top three stories. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Traffic update brought to you by Home Outlet. We are looking good on I-10 and I-110 throughout Pensacola with no major slowdowns. We do still have some slowdowns in Baldwin County on 98. This is going to be right near Alberta Elementary School. We had a small accident there that is causing some slowdowns in the westbound direction. But other than that, we're looking good. If you see something else on the roads, make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. And again, this traffic report brought to you by Home Outlet, where you'll find a great new look for your kitchen, bathrooms, and flooring. Home Outlet, 5007 Davis Highway. I'm Gracie Wilfund, News Radio 923, informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. So, well, let's go ahead and get our sports hit now.
Here's your sports hit.
NBA's tipped off already on TNT. Got 7.5 minutes left in the first quarter, and the Milwaukee Bucks already lead 15-5. Then the Heat lead that series 2-1, 2-1. Giannis Antetokounmpo, by the way, is back for this game after having his back injury in the first game. Then Memphis Grizzlies are going to be playing the Lakers tonight at 9 o'clock on TNT. The Lakers lead that series 2-1. Right now, Major League Baseball underway on ESPN+. Colorado Rockies are beating the Cleveland Guardians 6-0 in the middle of the sixth inning. Top of the fifth, Boston Red Sox and the Orioles are tied at 4-4. Tampa Bay Rays now lead the Houston Astros 4-3 in the bottom of the third, and they have bases loaded but two outs. Texas Rangers are beating the Reds 6-4 in the top of the fourth. Middle of the third, the White Sox are beating the Toronto Blue Jays 2-0. And it's bottom of the second right now between the Miami Marlins and the Atlanta Braves. Still scoreless, but the Braves have a man on first and third with two outs. Top of the first inning right now, still scoreless between the Tigers and the Brewers. And bottom of the first, the Yankees and the Twins is also scoreless. Coming up at 8:38 on FS1, the Oakland A's will be playing the Angels. NHL hockey playoffs, the end of the first period just wrapped up on ESPN, and the New Jersey Red Devils are beating the Rangers 1-0. That's on ESPN. On TBS, Tampa Bay Lightning are playing the Toronto Maple Leafs. That game is scoreless still. The puck just dropped a couple minutes ago. And then on ESPN at 8:30 will be Las Vegas against Winnipeg. At 9 o'clock on TBS, it'll be Colorado against Seattle. When it comes to sports news, the big sports news day news of the day today is that the Packers have completed their trade of Aaron Rodgers to the Jets. And he's changing his number to number 8 as well, as the Jets' number 12 is under Joe Namath, retired jersey. Titans general manager says they have not been fielding calls about trading Derrick Henry. He said those are just rumors going around. Rockets are going to hire the ex-Celtics coach Udoka, and the Hawks' DeJounte Murray has been suspended for one game for contact with an official. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. That is your sports hit. So Pensacola's Palafox Market, this huge event happens on the weekend, and coming on May 13th, they're going to expand Palafox Market to Plaza Ferdinand. So the Plaza Ferdinand's going to happen same time, same hours. It's basically Palafox Market. It's just not going to be just on Palafox anymore. It's going to be on Plaza Ferdinand as well, starting May 13th. Well, in doing so, just announcing that expansion, the wait list for vendors who want to be part of Palafox Market went to about 100 vendors. Now, the space will be able to, the addition, the expansion, will still only be able to accommodate about 85 new vendors. However, they're even going to start off with just 50 new vendors. But still, lots of interest in Palafox Market from vendors alone, which, I mean, there's so much traffic there. It's just, there's a lot. There's a lot of people there. And so that'll be happening on May 13th, where you've got an expanded version of Palafox Market with 50 new vendors, and eventually it'll move up to 85 new vendors. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. So during the pandemic, one of the things that happened during the pandemic was a major decline in commercial real estate, as more and more businesses went to remote learning or remote working. And then a lot of them just decided, hey, we kind of like this. Efficiency really didn't go down. And yet you also had, you know, you save money on utilities. Some have gone back to going back to the work, but even then many have switched it to where, yeah, you're going back to work, but it's going to be temporary, like maybe twice a week, three times a week, something like that. And then you'll work from home. So they're doing shared workspaces and things like that. So what do you do with all of the vacant commercial property that's happening around the country, particularly on like business districts where there's high-rise buildings and things like that? Well, places like Pittsburgh and New York City and many other large cities are converting the commercial real estate to residential. Just turn it into apartments. In fact, in Pittsburgh, they're taking some of their big high rises, and they have a specific project to turn them into affordable housing, where there will be income restrictions and stuff in order to live there, which I think is interesting because I've seen in other cities like Austin where they started building all these high rises and then the high rises were like $1 million to move into it. It was super expensive. We're kind of seeing that downtown Pensacola. A lot of the new housing that's going in downtown Pensacola is more luxury housing, not affordable housing. So I think it's interesting that you're seeing some of these cities taking commercial property that's vacant, going to convert them, but instead of converting them into some sort of boho, you know, high-end property, they're trying to make it like this is their opportunity to build affordable housing. You're seeing the same in New York City too, where you already have a housing shortage. So they're like, we have a housing shortage. We have tons of commercial property. Let's just convert the commercial property to housing. Now, the one negative to that is usually residential real estate doesn't get as much price per square foot as commercial property does. So in committing to this conversion, you're committing to, okay, we're never going to get the price per square foot we planned on getting when we built this property or when we've had it. But I guess, you know, something is better than nothing, right? Especially when you have long-term vacancies and it doesn't look like anything's going to turn around anytime soon with that. So I thought that was kind of an interesting project right there. All right, let's go ahead and get a quick break. We come back here with a quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom on News Radio 92.3. Oh, wait, we got to hit today's sign of the apocalypse. I forgot. Let's do that.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
Oh, yeah. Today's sign of the apocalypse. This is a jaw dropper. NBC News recently profiled a 26-year-old guy who last year went through an elective surgery. He is 5'7" and wanted to be taller. He's now 5'10". A full 3 inches taller through this elective surgery. And this is, I'll just read it. They break both of your legs around your thighs. They insert a rod in each one. Then the bone slowly starts to grow. And then the rod works on a remote that lengthens the bone 1 millimeter per day for the next 3 to 4 months. Then at that point, you have to kind of walk around using a walker because they break your legs. So you have to walk around in a wheelchair for like 3 or 4 months while they're lengthening your thigh slowly, 1 millimeter per day. Then once you get past point, we're like, okay, we've lengthened it as much as we're going to lengthen it. Now they start getting you around on a walker. Then they switch you to a cane. You basically have lots and lots and lots of physical therapy. Very, very painful apparently. And then you're taller. Also, it costs about $100,000. And it's not covered by insurance. The surgeon who did this said he did about 20 last year alone and it's becoming more popular. And so he's looking at doing about 50 this year or already scheduled. 50. And it's not just for youngsters. Apparently some guys even in their 60s have expressed interest in doing this. No, thank you. Like, I'm not particularly a tall dude. I would love to be a little bit taller. I'm 5'9", but and being 6 foot would be awesome. It'd be cool, but not that cool. I'm not breaking my legs on purpose. Having them re-heal with a longer, This is terrible.
Everything about that story is crazy, and I feel like 5'7"'s not that bad. Like, you're only getting 3 inches. You know, you could find someone shorter than you if you're 5'7".
He said he doesn't even want to be super tall. He just was tired of being made fun of for being so short.
Oh my goodness.
And I mean, I have a lot of friends who are 5'5", 5'6", as guys, you know, and 5'4", 5'5", 5'6", you're short. 5'7", it's still shorter. The thing is because of human growth hormone and all this other stuff. When I was growing up as a teenager, 5'9 was the average male height in America. 5'9, 5'10. Now it's like 6 foot. So like we're just pumping out bigger and bigger kids. And so with that, 5'7 now is considered to be pretty short for a guy because the average height has increased to 6 feet just in like the last 30 years. But I don't care. Be short. Tom Cruise is 5'7", right? I mean, like, can't be that bad. A lot of Hollywood actors are 5'7", and they were able to get along just fine without breaking their legs and then having them regrow. I just don't like it at all.
And paying six figures out of pocket.
Yeah, paying six figures out of pocket just so you can go through a lot of pain. That's what it comes down to. So you go through a lot of pain for a long time. So, yeah, no. Oh, yeah, Seth Green is 5'3". Oh, I didn't know that. I mean, I knew he was kind of short. I figured he was like 5'5" or something like that for his height. Rob Schneider's 5'3". Oh, I'm getting all these different ones. Yeah, I knew Daniel Radcliffe. He's only 5'5". Elijah Wood's only 5'5". Yeah, I know there's quite a few of them that are small. Danny Trejo's only 5'5". I thought he was a big guy. Wow, all right. So, look, there's a bunch of shorties in Hollywood doing just fine. And they're not even 5'7". That dude was 5'7". He towered over some of these other individuals. And he was like, I got to have my legs broken. Oh, my goodness. Jonah Hill's 5'7". Oh, I didn't know that. Al Pacino's 5'7". Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of them. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Come up here next. Quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom.
So close to you right now. It's a force field. I wear my heart up on my sleeve like a big deal. Your love bars down on me, surround me like a waterfall.
Hey, it's Pets Call right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives first, then we'll go to... Actually, we're running out of time here. Let's go to Joe real quick for a 30-second update.
Well, Bobby, we're about 2 minutes away from finding out who replaces Tucker Carlson on day one of the Fox News primetime. It's Brian Kilmeade right now, so do you think they just bump Jesse Waters back an hour here?
I've been saying I think they're going to bump. They've been doing they did Brian Kilmeade even last week as a fill-in. I think that was a warm-up.
Yeah.
I think they were warming up to have Brian Kilmeade take his place.
Well, Kilmeade's on now, so that's the thing. So the show flips over here in an hour, a few minutes. So, it'll be interesting to see.
Oh, you mean, so what are they going to do for this next hour?
Yeah, right, because that's when Tucker starts.
This is just a temporary thing, so they could just keep Kilmeade just filling in for him right now, and then down the road they'll make a decision what they want to do. So, right now, I don't think they're making permanent changes right now. Right now, it's just going to be.
I just meant tonight, just to see.
Yeah,
what...
tonight. Yeah, maybe they'll move Jesse Waters up. Let's see. Be interesting to see what happens.
WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.